Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Playwright podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. Many listeners have been wondering about how to keep the followers they have on WordPress.com if they make the move over to a self-hosted site. And of course, when I say self-hosted site, I'm talking about a WordPress.org site or any website with the WordPress software installed on it. If you've made the move recently, you might be wondering the same thing, because one of the first things you'll notice when you get your self-hosted site set up is that your followers don't know where you are anymore. So you may hear crickets chirping at first. But never fear, WordPress actually has a handy-dandy feature that lets you move all of your followers from your old site to the new. Your followers will notice a difference, most likely, and may even be momentarily confused when they see the new site, especially if it looks a lot different from the old one. In addition, some of your followers who are getting email updates about new blog posts may not receive those anymore, unless they resubscribe through the subscription widget that is offered with the Jetpack plugin, and that you can place on your new sidebar. But I don't recommend this, because it's not the same thing as the mailing list subscription sign-up form that we set up with MailChimp. And people may get confused and think they already signed up for your mailing list, which is what you want them to do, when all they did was sign up for WordPress updates. But the first step to moving your followers over is to install the Jetpack plugin. The Jetpack plugin basically acts as a bridge between your self-hosted site and your old blog at WordPress.com. When you install the plugin, you'll be prompted to sign in to your WordPress.com account, and suddenly you'll be able to see two sets of visitor statistics, one for the old site and one for the new site. With Jetpack, you can also enable the like feature that you're used to over at WordPress.com, along with some other nifty sharing features. But Jetpack is also a must for migrating your followers. So, from your dashboard, under Plugins, search for, install, and activate the Jetpack plugin. Once you activate it, you can connect it to your WordPress.com account, and after you do that, you'll be ready to move your followers. This used to be something only the staff at Automattic could do. Automattic is the company that runs the WordPress.com site. But now they've built this feature into the Jetpack experience and made it self-serve. So once you're ready for the actual migration, there's a very nice support page that explains each step in detail and with screenshots. It's not difficult, but this article makes it even easier. I've included the link to the article in the resources section of this episode. But it's jetpack.me/support/subscription-migration-tool. jetpack.me/support/subscription-migration-tool. Now, keep in mind that after the migration, you'll actually not have any followers left on your WordPress.com blog. For some people, this can be a deal breaker, because it's like starting over. But when you create your self-hosted blog, you are essentially starting over anyway. Some people prefer to keep their followers on their free blog and then mention the new one in posts or on some of the pages. This way, you don't give up the traffic you had over at WordPress.com. And when visitors come to your new site, they can become followers in one of two ways. Either they can sign up for your RSS feed and get updates from you that way, or they can subscribe to your mailing list, which is even better because then you have their email address and you can send updates and newsletters to them directly. Different things are going to work for different people here, but no matter how you do it, your followers will appreciate continuing to receive your great content, and you'll appreciate keeping the same audience instead of wondering why no one is reading your posts anymore. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Also, if you're interested in having a complete author website set up for you, one that can run circles around your free blog, check out dreamplaywright.com/authors. dreamplaywright.com/authors. Thanks for listening today. Remember, the Dream Play Write podcast is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.